like to start out my sermon with by giving you the top 10 most original excuses for getting into car accidents.
我开始讲到的时候呢，我先告诉你们这个前十名就是为什么有些人自己写说为什么发生车祸的原因。
These are actual quotes from accident reports submitted by various insurance companies by unlucky policymakers.
所以呢，这些呢是他真人真事，他们自己写的啊，这些发生车祸人自己写给这个保险公司，保险公司把它写出，把它登出来。
The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him.
他说街上都是人，我要转来转很多遍才终于撞到一个。
I thought my window was down, but found it was up when I put my head through it.
所以我以为我窗子是打开的，结果呢，当我头去撞到的时候，我发现原来是关着。
I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment.
所以呢，我这个我停到路边，然后看一下我的那个丈母娘，结果呢，我的车呢就去撞到路边了。
I had been driving my car for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had the accident.
我呢开车一直开了40年，结果呢终于我打瞌睡了，然后就发生车祸。
The pedestrian had no idea which direction to go, so I ran over him.
所以那个行人呢，他都不知道往哪个地方走，所以我就去撞他。
The telephone pole was approaching fast. I attempted to swerve out of it fast when it struck my front end.
那个电线杆一直朝我这边来，所以呢，我想要把我想要开车逃离，但是呢，他还是撞我。
In an attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole.
所以我在打苍蝇的时候呢，就撞到电线杆。
To avoid hitting the bumper of the car in front, I struck a pedestrian.
我为了不要撞到前面的车呢，我就去撞路人。
I was thrown from my car as it left the road. I was later found in a ditch by some stray cows.
我的车子撞到路的时候呢，我就被车子就飞出车外了。结果后来呢，被路边的牛发现了。
And finally, I was sure the old fellow would never make it to the other side of the road when I struck him.
当我把这个老人撞倒的时候呢，我确定他真的是过不去对街了。
Most of us don't like to admit that we're wrong.
所以很多我们在做当中呢，都不愿意承认我们自己做错了。
When Hildy gently tries to point out an area which I'm wrong, I rarely say, "You know, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to change."
当我的太太 Hildy 这个客气的跟我说我哪里做错的时候呢，我很少跟她讲说，哦，你知道吗？你是对的，我是错的，真对不起。
Instead, my tendency is to keep up my bad habits and make some excuse.
但是呢，我通常呢就是倾向容易呢就继续我的坏习惯，然后找一些借口。
I'm the same way with God.
那对神呢，常常也是这样。
In particular, when the Holy Spirit points out to me that I should be more faithful in my witnessing, I rarely say, "You know, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to be more faithful."
那常常呢，圣灵他跟我指出说，我必须要多向人做见证的时候呢，我很少跟神说啊，神你是对的，我错了，我要改变，我以后要多向人做见证。
Instead, my tendency is to make up some lame excuse.
但是呢，我的常常呢，就是找一些很烂的借口。
And I imagine if you were to be honest, you have to admit that you often do the same thing.
那么在这当中，如果你对你自己诚实的话，你可能也是这样子。
Today I want to share with you the top 10 excuses for not witnessing.
所以今天我跟大家分享了这前十个不为人做见证的借口。
Some of these excuses I have made, and some of these excuses I've heard other people make.
有些借口是我自己都找的，有一些呢是我听别人找的借口。
But they're all lame.
但是呢，都是很烂的借口。
So if you hear one of your excuses come up, listen to why it is a lame excuse.
如果你听到了这个借口是你自己用的借口的话，你仔细的听，为什么他这个借口很烂，很没有，很不好。
Instead of continuing in your faithlessness, tell God, "You're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to be more faithful in witnessing."
所以呢，instead of, 就说除了不要说继续做你这个不没有不做人做见证的这个事情，其实呢，你应该要跟神说，神你是对的，我是错的，对不起，我要更多向人做见证。
Number ten, all my friends and family are Christians already.
第十样借口是什么呢？就是说，我的朋友跟家人都是信主啊。
Well, it sounds like a pretty airtight excuse, right?
这个想说，这个借口还不错哦。
If everyone inYour sphere of influence is already a Christian. You should be able to sit back and relax.
那你身边的人都信主啦，所以你应该就好好的休息一下啊。
Your responsibility has already been accomplished.
因为你该做的事情都做好啦。
This is the excuse I made when I went to a Christian high school and when I went to a Christian college.
这个呢, 是当我在, 啊, 念基督教高中跟大学的时候呢, 我就找这些借口。
And I'm still tempted to use that as a pastor.
现在甚至于自己是牧师的时候, 我也是这样。
But take a look at Luke chapter 10, verse 2 and 3.
但是我们看一下路加福音10章2至3节。
Jesus told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Go, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves."
就对他们说, 要收的庄稼说, 做工的人少, 所以你们当求庄稼的主, 打发工人出去收他的庄稼, 你们去吧, 我差你们出去, 如同羊羔进入狼群。
Even if all your friends and family are already Christians, there are still a lot of people who are not yet Christians. Conservative estimates indicate that at least 85% of the world's population has yet to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. When Jesus saw how many people did not believe in him, he commanded his disciples to go to the unsaved people because he knew that the unsaved people would not come to them.
所以当主耶稣看到在这个世上还有这么多还没有 这个被拯救的灵魂的时候呢, 他叫他的门徒去到他们当中, 因为他知道这些人不会来到他们面前, 接受主。
Jesus still commands us to go.
所以主耶稣这个时候还是命令我们要去。
It's not a suggestion.
这个不是一个建议。
It's a command.
它是一个命令。
We as Christians need to get out of our holy huddles and rub shoulders with those who do not yet know Jesus Christ.
所以身为基督徒的我们呢, 不要躲在这个基督徒当中呢, 觉得很舒服, 我们应该出去跟没信主的人在一块。
If you don't have any non-Christian friends, you should make some.
如果你没有没信主的, 朋友的话呢, 你就要去找这些人做朋友。
So how can you make non-Christian friends?
那怎么跟没信主的人做朋友呢?
Think about all the non-Christians that you have contact with. Maybe your workmates, your classmates, or neighbors.
所以说, 你要想一想, 在你身边哪一些人还不是基督徒的, 可能是你上班的地方, 可能上学的地方, 或者是你, 做实验的地方。
Ask them to do something with you and then start hanging out with them.
那你可以说, 哎, 你们来跟我一块做什么事情, 跟他们在一块。
You might say, God doesn't want me to do that. They might contaminate me.
你说, 啊, 神可能不想我这样子哦, 他们会把我都污染了。
But take a look at what Jesus at who Jesus hung out with in Luke chapter 5 verses
29-31.
Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his home, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席, 有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。 法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说, 你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢? 耶稣对他们说, 无病的人用不着医生, 有病的才用得着。 我来本不是招义人悔改, 乃是招罪人悔改。
As Christians, we all have the cure for sin.
所以身为基督徒呢, 我们其实对罪是有这个解药。
Like Jesus, we need to hang out with sinners so that we can give them the cure.
所以耶稣要我们跟这些罪人在一块, 所以我们可以把这个解药给他们。
Certainly, we need to make sure that we are influencing them for the better rather than they are influencing us for the worse.
所以我们要确定说, 我们是把他们带好, 不是他们把我们带坏。
That's why it's so important to have strong Christian friends who can help us keep accountable.
所以呢, 也就是说, 我们很重要, 需要有很好的基督徒伙伴来帮助我们。
But since there are so many people who do not yet believe in Jesus, we cannot excuse ourselves from witnessing just because right now we don't have non-Christian friends.
所以我们知道身边有很多人是还没有信主的, 所以我们没有办法找借口说, 哦, 我不认识一个没信主的人。
Number 9, I don't want to be intolerant of their beliefs.
那第九个借口呢, 就是说我不想要呢, 对于他们自己的信仰呢, 表示说无法忍受。
This is certainly a politically correct excuse to make.
那这个看起来在政治上很正确, 就是非常合理的。
These days, we're expected not only to believe that every person has the right to believe what he wants to believe, but we are also expected to believe that all beliefs are equally right.
那在现在这个时代呢, 我们人家对我们的期望是说呢, 不光是我们容忍别人, 所想要相信的东西, 我们甚至要同意说, 所有的这个宗教呢, 都, 都是对的。
As a result, many Christians think that is impolite to try to convert a person to Christianity.
所以结果就是常常基督徒说呢，哎，我要是让一个人转信基督教的话呢，是对他很不礼貌。
And so the subject of religion becomes taboo with our Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, and Hindu friends.
所以呢，当他想要提到这个宗教的时候呢，就很困难，尤其是面对他这犹太教的朋友啊，回教的、基督佛教的，还有这个印度教的朋友。
But take a look at John chapter 14 verse 6.
但是我们看约翰福音14章6节。
Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus made it very clear that the only way to get to heaven is by believing that Jesus died for you.
所以耶稣说得很清楚，唯一能够去到天堂的路就是相信主耶稣为我们死。
To not tell people about Jesus is not being tolerant, it's being cruel.
所以你如果不跟你的朋友讲耶稣的话呢，不是说因为你容忍他们，你其实很残忍。
Imagine if everybody in the world had AIDS.
我们想想，如果全世界的人都有艾滋病。
Company manufactures a pill that is the only cure for AIDS.
有药厂呢，他就发明了一个药，一个解药。
You take it and you're cured.
那你如果吃了，你就得解救了。
However, many of your friends are taking placebos that make them feel cured, but it's only psychosomatic.
但是呢，你很多朋友吃这个安慰剂，就是没有药性的，然后让他们只是觉得他们好像医好了。
The placebos are totally ineffective in curing the disease.
但是这个安慰剂呢，对于治疗这个病呢是完全没有用。
What would be the right thing to do?
那你觉得怎么样做是对的呢？
Should you tell them that their placebos are fake and risk the chance of offending them?
那你是想说，我这当面告诉他们，你这个安慰剂是没有用的，但是这样子你好像就冒犯他们了。
Or should you keep quiet and let them think that they are really going to be cured?
还是说你根本就不说，让他们自己去慢慢想，觉得说啊，他们好像真的是得救了。
The answer is obvious.
对，答案很清楚吧。
Every Christian, the problem is every person in this world is dying spiritually from their sin.
而问题就是说呢，在这个世界上，每一个人都因为自己的罪，在灵性里面是要死的。
The final result is hell.
那结果呢，就是进入地狱。
The only cure for the disease is Jesus.
唯一的解药就是耶稣基督。
All other religions are placebos that are totally ineffective in curing the disease.
所以其他的宗教呢，是好像安慰剂一样，对于拯救他们这个要死的这个问题呢，是完全没有用。
What would be the right thing to do?
所以正确的做法应该怎么做呢？
Should you tell them that their placebos are fake and risk the chance of offending them?
那你是想说啊，我要告诉他们说，你们这个安慰剂是没有用的。那但是因为这样做，有可能你冒犯了他们了。
Or should you keep quiet and let them think that they are really going to be cured?
还是你根本就不说，你让他们一直以为他们已经得到解救了。
The answer is obvious.
那答案是很清楚的。
To remain silent is not tolerant.
所以你不说的话呢，不是容忍他们。
It's cruel.
这是很残忍。
Number 8.
第8点。
I don't want to turn them off to Christianity.
我不想要让他们对基督教呢完全的没兴趣。
This excuse is a little different from the previous one.
所以这个借口呢跟刚刚那个有点不一样。
Christians who use this excuse believe that Jesus is the only way, and they don't want to come across the wrong way and do more harm than good.
这些基督徒呢，他们相信耶稣是唯一的道路，但是呢，他们又不想要说错了，结果呢，造成很多伤害。
This is a legitimate concern.
那这个呢是合理的。
We've all heard of fire and brimstone preachers who come off so self-righteous and hateful that non-Christians are becoming unwilling to consider Christianity.
我们是不是在听过在街头讲布道的一些人呢？他们会讲到地狱的火啊、硫磺啊，然后弄得自己以为意，却是让其他的人呢，对其他的人是非常的这个怨恨的。
But should our desire not to do harm keep us from doing good?
那这样子呢，让非基督徒呢对基督教很反感。
Take a look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 15 and 16.
所以呢，我们是说，我们想要不要做错，所以呢，我们就什么都不做吗？我们现在来看看，彼得一书3章15到16节。
But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。
According to this passage, it's not only important what we say, but how we say it.
所以呢，按照这段经文来讲呢，对，就是不光是你说很重要，你怎么说更重要。
People won't care how much we know until they know how much we care.
那这些人呢，如果他不觉得你关心他们的话，你再怎么说也没有用。
You see, the gospel message is offensive.
因为这个福音本身其实是带有这个是会冒犯人。
Who wants to hear that they are sinners and heading to hell, and that their religion or their good works will not earn their way into heaven?
谁想要知道人家跟他讲说，你们都是罪人，你要进入地狱，你所相信的那个宗教呢，跟你所做的一些善事呢，不会带你进入天堂。
The truth hurts.
那是不是让人很受伤害呢？
However, if we proclaim the truth with gentleness and respect, most people will be willing to listen to us in spite of the offense of the gospel.
但是如果我们用温柔敬畏的心来跟人家说话的话呢，别人也会尊重我们。
Number seven.Or, yeah, I don't want to lose their friendship.
第七点呢，这个借口是说我不希望失去他们的友谊。
It's possible that if you tell your friends about Jesus, that you will lose their friendship.
所以如果你跟你的朋友说你是基督徒的话呢，或者跟他传讲福音的话，有可能你是失去他们的友谊。
No matter how skilled and how lovingly you present the gospel, your friends may end up feeling offended or awkward at being around you.
所以不管呢你是怎么样的会说怎么样的传讲福音，但是你的朋友呢可能到后来呢会跟你的关系怪怪的。
But sometimes our fears are unfounded.
但是常常呢我们的这些惧怕呢是没有什么理由。
Many times our friends will respect our convictions and sometimes they will be very receptive to our message.
那其实常常呢，我们的朋友他会尊重我们的信念，他们呢可能也是会接受我们所传讲的东西。
But if in the worst scenario they actually reject us, does that mean that we should not tell them?
但是如果状况很糟糕，他们真的是不愿意拒绝他们拒绝了我们传讲的福音的时候，是不是就代表说我们不要告诉他们呢？
Suppose that you found out that your friend was taking harmful drugs. Wouldn't you feel obligated to confront him?
那如果说你发现你的朋友在用毒品的时候，那你有没有觉得说你应该有责任告诉他们？
How much more should we feel obligated to tell our friends when their eternal destiny is at risk?
那我们是不是更觉得有责任要告诉他们？当我们发现他们在永恒当中的这个存在呢，是很不可能。
Sometimes we need to love somebody so much that we are willing to risk our friendship.
所以有些时候呢，为了爱他们的缘故，我们必须要愿意来冒这个险，冒着失去他们友谊的这个险。
But there is one thing that we can do to minimize the risk of losing a friendship.
但是我们有些事情可以做呢，让我们这个失去他们友谊这个可能性呢减到最低。
This can be found in 1 Peter 3 verse 1 and 2.
所以在彼得一书三章十二节。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them believe the word, that they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.When they see the purity and reverence of your lives.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Peter's advice for Christian wives is also good for husbands, children, parents, and friends who want to see their loved ones believe in Jesus.
所以彼得他这个对太太的这个。劝诫呢，对于丈夫、小孩、父母来说都是有用的，因为要用我们的好品性来让他们回转过来。
Love people to the Lord.
因为我们爱主耶稣，我们就爱人。
Help them see that becoming a Christian makes you a better wife, a better husband, a better child, a better parent, or a better friend.
帮助他们看到说，因为成为基督徒的缘故，所以我们就成为一个比更好的妻子、丈夫、儿女或者是父母。
Try to convince them with your words.
所以你可以用你的言语来说服他们。
But even more importantly, try to convince them with your life.
但是更重要的呢，用你的生命来感化他们。
Number six, it's the pastor's job, not mine.
第六点说，这个牧师的事情跟我有什么关系？
Now imagine if a brain surgeon asked me to perform his next brain surgery for him.
你想想，如果今天一个脑神经外科叫我说，帮他开这个刀。
Tell him he's crazy.
那这是很疯狂。
Because I'm not qualified, that's his job. Some people, some Christians feel the same way when pastors tell them that they should witness.
所以很多基督徒呢也觉得相同的感觉，就是说当牧师叫他们去讲福音的时候，他们也觉得这样。
Think that they aren't qualified, and it's the pastor's job.
他们觉得说他们不会啊，那是牧师的责任啊。
But is it really?
那是吗？
Well, let's take a look at Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12.
我们看以弗所书4章11到12节。
Was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
As a Christian, one of my responsibility is to witness to non-Christians.
所以身为基督徒呢，我其中一个责任呢，就是要向非基督徒传福音。
But as a pastor, my main responsibility when it comes to evangelism is not to witness to non-Christians, but to equip the congregation to witness to friends and family that I will never have a chance to influence.
但是身为牧师的话呢，我的责任却是要牧养我教会里面的信徒，所以呢，他们可以跟他身边他能所受影响的这些人，他的朋友跟家人，这些人呢是我一个人没有办法见到面的。
See, Christianity is not a spectator sport where thousands of couch potatoes watch a few overworked professionals do all the work.
所以你知道这个基督教呢，不是好像是观众在看球赛这样子，所以呢，看到一些这个坐在那边都不动的人呢，一大堆坐着不动的人，看那几个专业的在那边打球。Instead,
Christianity is a participant sport where a few professionals coach the masses to do their work effectively.
但是相反的，这个基督教呢，是一个好像你要能够参与的这些运动，所以呢，几个专业的这个教练呢，在那边教导群众一起来做这个运动。
And by the way, how many of you were led to the Lord primarily by a pastor?
所以我们当中有多少人是主要是因为牧师的关系你信主？
If you were led primarily by a pastor, raise your hand.
那你可以举手，如果你是因为牧师带你信主的。
I just see a few hands out there.
只有几只手。
Those of you who are not may not be a Christian today if a lay person had not used the same excuse.
如果你 不是因为牧师的关系信主的话，那我想，如果当初不是有基督徒向你传福音，你今天也不会在这里。Number
five, it's not my spiritual gift.
那第五个借口呢，就说，哎，这个不是我的恩赐。Bible
teaches that some people have the gift of evangelism, some people don't.
因为圣经说，哎，有一些人有这个传福音的恩赐，有一些人没有啊。Some
people are more effective in communicating the gospel than other Christians are.
所以有些人他就是比较会用交通福音上面的事情，有些人是比较不会说。
I'd say since I'm not effective in communicating the gospel, I must not have the gift of evangelism.
所以有些人说，哎，反正我是不太会说福音，所以我对这个我是没什么恩赐。
Therefore, I don't have the responsibility to witness.
所以那我就不需要去做见证。
But God expects every Christian to obey Him in areas in which they are not gifted.
但是神呢，还是期望我们呢，虽然在我们没有恩赐的地方，还是要这个努力的去做。
For example, some Christians are gifted in encouragement, but all Christians are expected to obey the commandment to encourage.
就好像说有一些人对于鼓励别人很有恩赐，但是呢，所有的基督徒神都期望你们要去鼓励别人。
Some Christians are gifted in financial giving, but all Christians are expected to sacrificially give.
所以有些人他对于这个奉献上面呢特别有恩赐，但是所有的基督徒呢都必须要做奉献。
In the same way, though some Christians are gifted in evangelism, all Christians are expected to obey the commandment to evangelize.
所以呢，有一些基督徒呢特别有传福音的恩赐，但是所有的基督徒呢都要传福音。
In Matthew chapter 18 verses, or chapter 28 verses 18 through 20, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
所以在马太福音28章18至20节这样说：耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。” 凡我所吩咐给你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Maybe
you'll never be a Billy Graham who preaches the gospel to thousands of people.
所以呢，你可能不会像葛培里牧师一样，一次就向几千人传福音。
Maybe you'll never be the kind of person who goes up to complete strangers and tells them about Jesus.
那你呢, 可能也不是那一种呢, 会去跟一个完全不认识的人, 就跟他传福音的那样的人。
But God does expect you to share the gospel to those who are in your sphere of influence.
但是神呢, 对你的期望是, 在你能够影响的范围之内, 你要对他们传福音。
Number four, I don't have the time.
啊,第四个就有说我没时间。
One of the reasons why people don't evangelize is because they don't think they have the time.
所以呢,其中一个借口呢,他们不传福音,就是说他们不觉得他有时间。
We're all very busy people with our schoolwork or our jobs or our other Christian ministries.
那我们呢,每个人都很忙,在学业上面,在工作上面,或甚至于在这个教会服事当中。
Seems unreasonable to think that we could find time for one additional thing.
所以觉得说,哎,我们在做多一样事情实在是不太可能。
But Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 says, Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil.
以弗所书5章15到16节这样说,你们要谨慎行事,不要像愚昧人,要像智慧人,要爱惜光阴,因为现今的世代邪恶。
We find time to do what we think is important.
我们其实呢,对于我们觉得重要的事情呢,永远都有时间去做。
Every day we find time to eat, sleep, and brush our teeth.
那一天之当中呢,我们找了时间吃啊,睡啊,刷牙。
Problem is not a lack of time, the problem is with our priorities.
所以问题呢,不是在于有没有时间,是在于你觉得哪一个更重要。
Choosing our priorities, we should ask ourselves, how important will this be 10,000 years from now?
所以当你在想说什么事情比较重要的时候,你问你自己,我现在做这个,在一万年之后呢,重不重要?
In light of eternity, there is nothing more important than to tell other people about Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在思想永恒这个事情的时候呢,你就知道在对人家传讲福音的时候呢,是比所有其他事情更重要。
Number three, I'm a silent witness.
第三点呢,说我是一个沉默的见证人。
Some people think that if they just live good lives, that people will be so impressed with them that they will want to become Christians also.
但很多人觉得说,我如果生活好好的过的话,别人会觉得说,哇,你真棒,那就会想要当一个基督徒。
They have this fantasy that non-Christians will come up to them and say, oh, there's something different about you. What is it?
那他们呢,就常幻想说,哎呀,那些飞机师傅就跑来跟人讲说,哦,你跟人家不一样耶,你是什么原因呢?
And then they'll have a chance to tell people about Jesus.
然后他们说,哦,这样我就有机会跟他们传讲福音啦。Although
this sometimes happens, it's very rare.
虽然这个有时候发生,但是呢,很少。I
can only remember maybe one or two times that it's happened in my life.
那我发现在我生命当中呢,可能最多一次两次这样发生。
You see, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 says, How then can they call on the name of one that they have not believed in, and how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
罗马书十章十四节说，人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
People will not become Christians unless somebody takes the initiative in explaining the gospel.
如果没有人能够花时间慢慢跟一个人解释福音的话，那个人怎么信主呢？
Living a moral life without telling people that you are immoral, that you are actually a Christian, could actually become a hindrance to the gospel.
其实呢,如果说你过一个很有道德的生活,却是没有跟人家讲你是基督徒的话呢,可能反而是成为人家跌倒的原因。
A man became a Christian.
啊,有一个人他成为一个基督徒了。
One of the Christians in his office told him that he was glad that this man had become the new Christian.
然后这个人的同事呢,有一天跑来跟他讲说,诶,我成为基督徒了。
The new Christian told the older Christian, I didn't know you were a Christian.
然后这个新基督徒就问这个旧基督徒,说,诶,我不知道你也是基督徒诶。
In fact, you are one of the reasons why I never became a Christian.
但是其实呢,你就是我一直不想成为基督徒的原因。
I saw how moral you were, and I thought I could be moral without being a Christian.
我觉得说你是一个很有道德的人啊，我就说那我就跟你一样就好了，不用当基督徒啊。We
should not choose between practicing or preaching.
所以呢，我们不要想说你要在讲道跟这个做神的工的当中选择。We
must practice what we preach.
我们必须呢要。 做到我们所说的事情。
It's a both and lifestyle, not an either or lifestyle.
所以这是两样都要做的,不是其中取一要做的。
Number two, I don't know how.
第二个借口呢,是说我不知道怎么做。
Some people don't feel qualified to witness because they don't know how. There is some legitimacy to this excuse.
所以这个借口呢是有一点也可以的。
Proverbs 19:2 says it's not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way.
在Proverbs说，这个心无知识乃为不善，脚步极快的乃免犯罪。
We're enthusiastic about sharing the gospel, but we don't know how to say it or what to say. We may end up doing more harm than good.
所以呢，我们是很想要传福音，可是我们不知道怎么说，又不会说的话呢，可能是造成很多伤害。
May end up turning people off to the gospel, or even worse, we may give them a wrong understanding of what the gospel is.
所以有时候你会让人家根本就不想要听福音，或是甚至更糟糕的呢，是你讲错了福音。
Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
所以我们回到彼得一书三章十五节。
But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
The Bible commands us to be prepared to give to answer everyone who asks you why you are a Christian.
所以圣经教导我们说，我们要常做准备，所以人家问我们的时候，我们就有答案。
So are you prepared?
我们准备好了吗？
Do you know how to steer the conversation to spiritual things so that you can naturally talk to a person about Jesus?
你知道如何在你的跟人家交谈的时候呢，把这个话题带入属灵的这个方面，所以你可以跟他们说福音吗？
Do you know how to explain to a person what they need to do so that they can be 100% certain that they will go to heaven when they die?
你知道你可以清楚地告诉身边的人说他们必须要如何做，所以当他们死的时候呢，他们确定他们能够上天堂。
If not, you need to get some training.
如果你不会的话呢，那你必须要受训练。
But where can you get that training?
那你去哪里受训呢？
Well, every year I give evangelistic training.
那每年我都训练啊。
So every other week, I give classroom training to the trainees on how to evangelize.
然后每两个礼拜呢，我也做一次训练。
Then between every classroom session, one of our trainers or I will take the trainee out to visit non-Christians.
所以两个礼拜呢，我们在教室里面说怎么做。那隔周呢，我们就带学员出去练习。
By the end of the semester, the hope is that the trainee will become a trainer who can take future trainees out on visitation.
所以呢，在学习结束之后的时候呢，我希望那些受训的学生呢，他们都可以成为训练别人的人，也把这些在下一个季的这个受训的学生带出去跟人家传福音。
If you're interested in getting this training, please talk to me after the worship service.
所以如果你对这样受这样的训练有兴趣的话呢，你在结束之后可以来跟我说。Number
one, I'm too scared.
那个最后第一点呢，第一个最大的借口呢，就说我很怕。
Almost all Christians get scared when they think about witnessing.
所以其实呢，几乎所有的基督徒呢，想到要去跟人家做见证的时候，都是有点怕。
There's a lot of things to fear.
那这世界上有很多事情，这个有很多事情都可以让你觉得害怕。
What if they reject me?
那如果他们要是拒绝我怎么办呢？
What if I lose their friendship?
那要是他们不理我怎么办呢？
What if I don't say the right thing?
那如果我说错话怎么办呢？
I have witnessed to a lot of people in my life, but my heart still beats a little faster when I start to tell them about Jesus.
在我的生命当中，我跟许多人做过见证，但是当我下一次要再去跟人家做见证的时候，我心跳还是会加快。There's
nothing wrong with fear.
所以你害怕是没什么错的。It's
only wrong when fear immobilizes you.
但是呢，如果你的害怕造成你不行动的缘故的话呢，那就不对了。So
how do you overcome your fear?
所以你怎么样这个克服你的害怕呢？
I think there are three things.
有三件事情可以做。First,
knowledge dispels fear.
第一个，你要是有知识的话，就不会惧怕。If
you asked me to drive when I was only 13 years old, I would have been terrified because I didn't know how to drive, and my fears would have been legitimate.
所以当我13岁的时候，你叫我去开车，我当然是很害怕，而且是很合理的啊，因为我根本就不会开啊。But
after I took driver's education in a classroom, some of those fears went away when I got behind the steering wheel, because I knew in theory how to drive.
但是呢，当我在学校学了这个怎么样开车的这个知识之后呢，我就觉得好一点。但是当我去真的要开的时候，还是有点怕。
So consider taking the evangelism training class to get the necessary tools for evangelism.
所以呢，你想应该自己要做对传福音上面呢自己受训。所以呢，你对于更加传福音的时候，你有这些基本的技巧。
However, even when I took the driver's education, I was still scared to drive for the first few times because I had not yet learned to apply all of the skills that I had learned in class.
但是呢，你看，当我已经学了在课堂上学会怎么开车之后呢，当我真的要开的前几次呢，我还是有点怕，因为呢，我不知道怎么样把课堂上学习的这些技巧完全用在真的开车上面。
I drive very slowly, and I would drive on the extreme right side of the road because I didn't want to get into oncoming traffic.
所以呢，当我开始开的时候，我很怕，我就开在那个道路的最右边，因为呢，我很怕去撞到对方的来车。
As I continued to drive, my driving skills improved.
但是呢，当我慢慢开，越开越多次的时候呢，我的技巧就进步了。
I became less and less afraid when I drove, and I began to enjoy more and more the freedom that my new skills allowed me.
所以呢，当我越多越开的时候呢，就越来越不怕，但是而且呢，是越来越能够享受这个开车带给我带来的自由。
Now when I drive, I'm not scared at all, unless the roads are slick.
所以呢，当现在我开车呢，一点都不怕了，除非说路很滑。
Same way when the first few times I witnessed, I was very scared. But the more I witnessed, the less and less afraid I am.
所以类似的状况呢，就在像我跟别人传福音的时候也是一样。一开始的时候有点怕，但是越做越多的时候呢，就越不怕。
The moral is, don't wait until you're not scared to witness. Instead, start witnessing so that you can overcome your fear.Of witnessing.
所以呢，这个教训就是告诉我们呢，不要等到你觉得你不怕了再去传福音。我们应该传福音，所以呢，我们就不觉得害怕。
The third thing we can do to dispel our fear of witnessing is prayer.
所以第三个能够做的事情是克服我们的惧怕呢，就是祷告。
When the disciples were being persecuted for witnessing, they prayed in Acts chapter 4 verse 29. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
所以当在使徒行传里面呢，这些门徒他们受到因为传福音也受到逼迫的时候呢，他们这样说，跟神说，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大胆大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣基督的名行出来。
Sometimes when I witness, I feel the power of God inside of me and it goes, it flows through me, and it gives me extra courage.
所以有时候当我在传讲福音的时候，我感到神的大能从我里面流露出来，所以让我有更多的勇气能传福音。
I feel more courageous when I've been saturated my evangelism with prayer.
所以呢，当我在跟人家传道的时候，如果我多为这个事情祷告的时候呢，我心里就更充满大能。
In closing, I'd like to read a letter that Jesus might like to write to our church.
那最后呢，我想呢，我来读一封信。这个呢是耶稣可能对我们教会写的一封信。
Dear Christians of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church.
这个在这个 First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church 里面的众基督徒们。
This is my commission to you. In fact, you might even call it a great commission.
这个呢是我对你们的命令。事实上呢，你应该要说这个是大使命。
You are to go to all people everywhere and tell them to become my disciples.
你们呢，就是应该要去跟所有的人传讲神的福音，叫他们都成为门徒。
You are to baptize them and teach them to obey all that I commanded them.
你要为他们施洗，为我跟你们传讲的教导，你要教导他们。
And don't forget, I will be with you always to help you, even to the end of the world.
而且呢，不要忘记，我一定与你们同在，直到世界末了。
I will never leave you nor forsake you because I love you.
我绝不会离弃你，因为我爱你。
Please don't forsake me.
你们请你们也不要离弃我。
With all my love, Jesus Christ.
这个署名耶稣基督。
Now this is a letter that we could write back to him.
但是呢，我们也有可能写一封这样子的信，回信给他。
Dear Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
We acknowledge the receipt of your recent communication.
你跟我们的这个沟通呢，我们已经收到了。
Your proposal is both interesting and challenging. However, due to a shortage of personnel, as well as several other financial and personal considerations, we do not feel that we can give proper emphasis to your challenge at this time.
你所做的建议呢，非常有趣，也很有挑战性。但是呢，因为我们现在这个人手不够，而且基于许多这个经济上面跟个人的关系呢，我们觉得现在呢，没有办法对你的这个挑战呢，着重在这上面。
A committee has been appointed to study the feasibility of the plan.
一个委员会呢，我们已经成立了。我们呢就要好好的来考虑你的所做的 提议。
We should have a report to bring to our congregation sometime in the future.
所以呢，在未来的不久呢，我们会对我们的这个会众呢来提出这个建议。
You may rest assured that we will give this our careful consideration, and our board will be praying for you in your efforts to find additional disciples.
所以呢，你可以大大的放心，我们对你做出的这建议呢，我们会仔细的考虑。所以呢，而且呢，我们这个长执会呢，也会对你跟你所要做的事情呢，大大为你祷告。
We do appreciate your offer to serve as a resource person.
我们实在是谢谢你这个提供你自己呢，成为是我们一个这个资料库。
Should we decide to undertake this project at some point in the future, we'll get back to you.
所以呢，如果当将来的时候，我们决定要这个实行你所做的这个建议的时候呢，我们会再另行通知。
Cordially, the Christians of First Ithaca Chinese Christian.
署名呢，就是这个伊利加华人播道会的这个基督徒们。
But Jesus commands us to go, not to consider.
但是呢，耶稣基督他命令我们要去，不是叫我们考虑一下。
It's the great commission, not the great suggestion.
所以这是一个大使命，它是不是一个建议。
So instead of saying to Jesus, we'll get back to you.
所以呢，我们不要跟耶稣讲说我等一下再回复你。
Let's say, here I am, send me.
但是你要说我在这里，请差遣我。
Because there's no excuse for not witnessing.
因为呢，你不你找不到借口不传讲福音的。
Let's all stand as we sing the hymn of response.
让我们一起起立，我们来唱这个回应的诗歌。
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Let's finish with verse 2. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. You may be seated.
请坐。